Gavin Chun was a little concerned about how much time his 13-year-old son Aiden was spending in front of a computer screen and on his smartphone.
We were worried that he wasn't focusing on his schoolwork.
Aiden is a 7th grader at Jarrett Middle School in Palolo. For the past 2 years, he's been taking after-school classes in coding from the technology education nonprofit Purple Mica. Today, Aiden brought his dad and grandmother Gracie Matsuo to Ohana Learning Day at the Nanakuli Boys and Girls Club to give them an idea of what he's been learning. Here's Grandma.
Well, it's fun, but it's a challenge, and I get nervous, but I'm glad I'm sitting next to him.
Grandma is learning JavaScript, a coding language used to design games in a program called Phaser.
These are coordinates for where we want to place the button.
In a classroom of a dozen students transferring code from the projector screen to their purple laptops, Grandma stands out. But Aiden is there to guide her.
She's learning, but otherwise good for a beginner.
Aiden also checked on his dad's work.
I started to learn what Purple Mile was and what he was actually doing. I was like, wow. It's incredible.
The parents really get their eyes open to the importance of technology, coding, what lies behind the applications and things that they're consuming.
That's Forrest Frizzell, a board member for Purple Mica. The organization focuses on transforming kids from consumers of technology to producers. In another classroom, a much younger crowd of students assembled. That's where we found Kamu Enos and his 4-year-old son, Noah. Perched in his chair, Noah is barely tall enough to reach over the desk at his laptop. He's learning Scratch, a programming language designed for younger children. For Noah, this seems much simpler than computer programming.
I'm just making the camera move wherever I press all the buttons.
Exposing children to technology drives Purple Mica, and the virtual reality demonstration was quite possibly the most engaging.
I got to shoot spaceships and get upgrades. It was super fun.
13-year-old Ty Beck, a student at Huimalama Learning Center in Kahului, has been with Purple Mica since the organization expanded to Maui last year.
It's so real. Virtual reality is like 1,000 steps above Scratch or anything like that.
Innovation and problem solving are highly encouraged, says Donovan Kealoha, co-founder of Purple Mica.
It was cool, you know, the kinds of ideas that they came up with, the kinds of issues that they were dealing with, bullying, preserving grandma's recipes. People are getting funded and companies are getting built for similar kinds of ideas. And so you never know, yeah?
And the way these kids decide to use technology is ultimately a reflection of the experiences they have in their communities.
We teach technology for the purposes of serving community. We equip them with the tools. We ground them in sort of this worldview of service and let them sort of figure it out.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.